When it comes to believing and baseball, Chicago residents may have a corner on the market. They have no choice, because combined, the Chicago Cubs and Chicago White Sox have gone a total of 183 seasons without a World Series title. Boston's drought was nothing compared to this. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports from the city where hope, baseball, and the phrase, wait till next year, go hand in hand.
On a rainy spring afternoon, 28-year-old Chris Negrete is slouching against the front of a red brick building across the street from Wrigley Field. His eyes are fixed on the back wall of the ballpark, about 100 feet away. Negrete's one of what Chicagoans call ball hawks, people who gather in the street behind the stadium, waiting for balls to come sailing over, usually during batting practice. He pauses when asked what brings him back as a Cubs fan every year.
I think it's the eternal optimism. That's sort of like, why not us? I mean, now I think there's this sort of, you know, like, maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then when you see, like, the Red Sox on the World Series, like, wait, this can be done. It's a possibility. I think that's why people hold out hope.
So far this year, Negrete's Cubs have been plagued by injuries. Still, Negrete says, despite a lackluster opening to the season, he's not ready to dismiss claims that 2005 could be the year the Cubs win their first World Series since 1908. About 75 blocks south on the Chicago City grid, Jack Schaller stands smiling with his hands in his pockets behind the bar of his pub. The place is just a stone's throw from where the White Sox play. On the door, there's a sign that says Schaller's welcomes all Sox fans.
Just heritage, that's all. Father, my father was, and grandfather, they were Sox fans. I'm a Sox fan. My son, he's a Cub fan.
Schaller says he's been pleased so far this year. These days, the White Sox have one of the best records in baseball. Still, he says he's not getting his hopes up anytime soon for a Chicago World Series champ unless something very unlikely happens.
We want to see one thing. Sox and Cubs in a World Series. That's what we want to see.
Then one of them's guaranteed to win.
Oh, yes, got it. They must win then. It'll happen someday, if the world don't end before it happens.
A couple bar stools away, longtime White Sox fan Bill Collins overhears Schaller talking. Citing good hitting and solid pitching, he leans over and says he's confident that this is the year. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.